I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors. It's time for Laurie and Lynn. Local talk to start your weekend right. And now, Laurie and Lynn on WILK.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing fine.
How's Patrick?
How are you?
I'm good. Everything is good on this rainy day. Everything's good.
Well, that's good. What's the plans for the boys for Easter? They coming in?
No, believe this or not. Wait till you hear. I am going to meet the Falkers.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. This must be serious business then, huh?
Yeah, well, it's funny because technically we would be the Falkers and they would be
right.
The Panthers. But
yes.
I'm calling it for just because I love it. We're going to meet Sean's girlfriend's parents and we're having Easter dinner with them, but we're doing it the day before Easter because Meyer's birthday is on Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
So that doesn't matter. As much as we thought that if we did it on Sunday, we're going to spend the night at a hotel somewhere near Katie's parents' home. And
which is where?
On Long Island, the real top, right far from Queens, from what I understand. So Sean is going to come home and he's going to stay a day or two, and then he's going to drive out with us, and he needs some of his clothes for the spring-summer kind of thing. So he'll bring some with him and then take some back. And so he'll drive us out, and then we'll spend the day there and have dinner and then, you know, spend the night somewhere and then get up and just take our time and do whatever we want to do together coming home.
You gonna make a stop in New York?
Well, it's Easter Sunday, so probably not. I mean, we're not going to go in the city. We'll just start. We'll just drive home and figure out what we're going to do. I don't know what we're because it's Easter, so I just don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But
did I tell you about the time that we were in France and we were there through Easter? Did I tell you that story?
No.
Well, Patrick and I think it was 2009, we did one of those, the tours on the small boats, the tours of the rivers of France.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
We started in an area that was very close to Monaco, and we went up the rivers. And by the time we got to the city of, I think it was Rouen, I'm not sure if that was it or not. But anyway, I had asked some friends who I knew had been in that city because they were involved with Sanofi Pasteur, and they have a very large installation in that town. So I had asked for the names of restaurants that we would want to visit when we got there. So I had this wonderful list. I had it all scoped out. And when we landed I guess it's not land, when we moored up to this one particular town. It's Lyon. That's what it was. Lyon, not Rouen. Lyon. And so we got off the boat and we took some taxis or whatever into the town. And I gave them the one address and they took us there and there was nothing going on. It was closed. Went to another one and it was closed. I guess the deal when you're in France is that everything shuts down on Easter Sunday. Everything.
Oh.
So even though I had all these, I just couldn't wait to get to these restaurants. Wasn't happening. And so that's it. I was really upset by it because I wanted to get some, these were out of the way, favorite local type restaurants, like the kind we used to go to, Natale's and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was that. But unfortunately, big bust. So nothing happened. So if you guys, I know things will be open in New York, even though it's Easter Sunday. But yeah. I was thinking maybe you'd want to go to your, what's it called, Modern Bakery, where you get the gluten-free stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is with that, and I don't think we were going to go into this. We were just going to go around the city, I think, if we could.
Yeah,
so,
probably smart.
I really don't know. We didn't plan everything that far, but we're trying to make it a nice. Not trying, we will. But it's, you know, whatever. We'll forge ahead.
You'll make a good day out of it.
Yeah. Exactly. I just don't know what mm-hmm. we're going to do yet. So, but that's the deal. So that's where we're going. How about that?
That's good. Well, I think we're going to be going for the day to my sister's place. And we're going to have a brunch. And then we'll come back later in the day.
Yeah, that's good.
I can't wait to see my great niece, I think, or grandniece. I can never really know which one it is. I think it's a grandniece. Anyway,
why?
My niece's daughter. So
that's
I guess
the difference.
What's the difference?
Yeah.
I didn't hear what you said.
What's the difference between a grandniece and a great niece?
I don't know.
Yeah,
but,
I don't
you know. You have a granddaughter, you have a great aunt and a great uncle. So I'm not sure when your niece has a child, is that your grandniece or nephew or great niece or nephew?
Well, I
don't
think
know.
I don't know.
Well, great, then whatever. But I haven't seen her since, I guess it was last fall. And she just turned one in October. So I'm sure there are, I mean, I get pictures and Morrison's videos and all kinds of things, but just to have the chance to spend some time with her, I would love to see her. I just think that would be so sweet. I'm sure that there have been a lot of major changes in her life, you know, in speaking and stuff like that. And it's just fun to see them at that age.
Wow, adorable.
So I'm looking forward to seeing her and my niece and my nephew and their significant others and all that good stuff. So it'd be nice for the day to take a ride down. I hope the weather is really good because that's a great drive, a straight drive right down 476, which we know of as the Pennsylvania Turnpike.
Mm-hmm.
Northeast Extension.
Yeah.
So it's nice.
That's good. I think we're all, you know, I didn't even know what we were doing anyway. So actually this worked out to be perfect for us because we really did not know what we were going to do. So
mm-hmm.
Sean was thinking of coming home, but you know, whatever, it'll all work out.
I'm sure it will.
Mm-hmm. So,
all right. Well,
what else
I have
happened?
A quiz for you.
Oh,
I have a quiz.
Will
do
I be able
start?
To do it?
No, we can take it into the next segment.
Okay.
We'll just
right,
go on. Okay, so this is what they call your quizzes of your personality quiz. It's not anything to do with money. So okay, you can't flunk it, is what I'm saying.
No.
All right, so the first, there's 10 questions. The first one is, do you like helping others? The answer is yes. Answers, yes, sometimes, most of the time, or yes, if it benefits your family.
Yes.
Okay. An unqualified yes. All right. Next one. Come on. Okay. Do you feel more useful around people than by yourself? Yes.
Yes.
Sometimes, maybe, or not really.
Yes.
Okay. It's a little slow here because it's on the internet. Come on. Okay, number three. Do you like organizing dinners for friends from time to time? Yes, no, sometimes, for some friends, not all of them.
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. Number four, come on. This is awfully slow today. I don't know what's going on. Do you feel closer to your significant other more than anyone else? Yes, no, sometimes, maybe.
Mostly.
But that's not in here.
Well, of course I do, but also my friends, I have very good friends that I feel the same. So I guess whatever that other term is.
Yes, no, sometimes, or maybe, you don't know.
Yeah, I guess maybe I don't know, because I wouldn't say all the time. Like, I have friends who I feel just as strongly about, so I can't go there.
Okay. All right. Then, in that case, why don't we take a quick break here? And we'll come back with the rest of the questions and the answers. You're listening to the Laurie and Lynn Show, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Nancy Kamen from WILK's Morning News, and I know Laurie Cadden. A lot of people know Laurie Cadden. And more importantly, Laurie Cadden knows a lot of people. Laurie Cadden Enterprises specializes in fundraising, public relations, and special events. Laurie Cadden can take your business or organization to the next level. This isn't something that you learn about in a book. Heck, it can't even be taught. Laurie Cadden lives it. She knows how to work a crowd, open doors, and build and nurture relationships. With Laurie Cadden Enterprises, you get, ta-da, Laurie Cadden and her 20-plus years of experience. Call Laurie today at 357-8399, 357-8399. Or email Laurie, Laurie, L-A-U-R-I-E, at lauriecadden.com, lauriecadden.com. Laurie Cadden Enterprises, because it is who you know.
I'm Dr. Nicole DeNova. Since VREC opened its doors in 2010, we've treated over 30,000 patients, including the puppy whose curiosity led him to a porcupine and the police canine who was just doing his job. VREC is located at 318 Northern Boulevard in Clark Summit and is open 24/7 for your pet peace of mind. To learn more about us, visit VRECPA.com or call 570-587-7777.
ERA, Exceptional Real Estate Agents. When you want to have the best of the best selling your home, you want ERA One Source Realty. With offices all over northeastern Pennsylvania, ERA One Source Realty will give you the personalized service you'd expect from a professional real estate company. They have experienced realtors that have years of experience, which gives you, the home seller, an incredible advantage. They will offer suggestions to make your house sell faster. They will tell you what others will be looking for. They know how to present your home and sell its features, giving you the greatest chance to have your house sell fast. And ERA One Source Realty offers an industry exclusive guarantee. If ERA doesn't sell your house, ERA will buy it. Yes, if they don't sell your house, ERA will buy it. That's peace of mind. That's a guarantee worth its weight in gold. Call ERA OneSource Realty today and find out how you can have your house marketed by one of the top-rated companies in northeastern Pennsylvania. Call 877-587-SELL or on the web at ERA1.com. ERA OneSource Realty, always there for you.
It's Saturday morning with Lori and Lynn. Now, back to Lori and Lynn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business.
And I am Lynn Evans. I'm the managing director and certified financial planner with Women of Substance, LLC. That's a financial planning firm devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women. And right before we took our last break, we were doing a quiz on your personality quiz. And Laurie answered 4 of the 10 questions, and so we're going to pick it up from there. Number 5, do you have a best friend whom you trust? Yes, not really. Yes, but you trust them 50% of the time, or no, you don't?
Yes.
All right. All right, that's number 5. Number 6, who do you call most during the day? Your friends, your significant other, your best friend, or your family?
I don't know. It's a toss-up between Meyer and my friends. So I don't know. I'll just say Meyer because I do speak to him a couple times a day. So I'll just say.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All right. Number 7. Do you like to go away with friends in resorts rather than going by yourself? Yes, no. It depends on the resort or sometimes.
No, all the time.
All right, so yes. Okay. Number 8, do you spend time with friends? Yes, too much time. Yes, just enough time. No, not enough, or you don't have many friends.
Yes.
Definitely not the last one.
never enough time, so whatever that answer is.
Okay. So, yes. Yes, too much time. Yes, just enough time. Or no, not enough.
B.
Okay. All righty. Here we go. Number 9, I believe this one is. Yes. Do you feel you never have time for yourself because you need to take care of your family? Unfortunately, yes. No, you know how to balance things in general, or not really because your alone time is precious, or no, not at all.
B.
Okay. All right, and the last question is, ta-da! Do you like reinventing yourself every 5 years? Yes, no, sometimes you've got no idea that you had to do this to begin with.
Yes.
I picked that one.
D.
You've got no idea you had to do this to begin with. Is that the one?
Right. I may reinvent myself, but it's not because I think I have to. It just happens organically. So I would
okay.
have no idea.
All right. So here are the results. Oh, this is good. I'm going to send this to Meyer.
Oh, jeez.
It says you are very serious and mature. You are mature and have enough intelligence to reinvent yourself every 5 years. This way, you've been able to enjoy life and also progress through your goals and objectives. You shine as an accomplished woman, and your wealth lies in your wisdom and with how you face life. You're a very stable woman who has done well for herself and has so much to teach the younger generation. Ta-da!
Wow.
That's who you are.
There we go. Well, I should have asked you these questions, too, we would see, but I don't have. You're going to have to take that quiz by yourself.
Yes, I think I will. I will.
I love it.
But that was good. I mean, it's good to know how other people perceive who you are. It's pretty neat. Okay. All right. So another thing I came up with is something that I've seen happen way, way too much. And especially with people that I see who are professionals who spend a lot of time away from their families, and they have a tremendous sense of guilt. And, you know, there's no right or wrong to this. I mean, there is technically a wrong to this, but I still feel like some people need to hear this to see themselves in it. And the name of this is Raising Money Smart Kids, Safeguards Parents' Retirement. So this woman said, who wrote it, it was a woman named Lauren Gadkowski Lindsay. She's been in the business for 24 years as a financial planner. And she says, I've seen parents make choices that compromise their retirement or future financial goals. While it's challenging to tell clients how to parent, I believe that as advisors, it's our job to advise in matters of money, since we have so much insight into the relationship between money and family dynamics. I can say with certainty that there are specific patterns we can watch for and advise clients on how to help protect their goal of retirement. First one, teach your child the value of money. Don't give them everything they ask for. Even at a young age, you can limit what you give them or make them earn it. Show them what it is to live within your means. Discuss what you value and how you spend money to support those values. Two, make them get a job. Again, at a young age, do yard work or babysit for neighbors. Walk dogs. College students who also work on average have higher GPAs than students who don't and tend to be more efficient with their time management. All of this is helpful for working in the real world. Three, don't let them attend the most expensive school they get into if you cannot afford it. That's the one where I see the biggest issue in my experience. For many, education means sacrifices, but as I like to remind clients, there are no loans in retirement. And trust me, Medicaid is not a retirement plan. I've seen parents mortgage their homes and take out massive loans to fund college. Education is so important and helps to make children more employable, but there are options besides jeopardizing your financial future to pay for it. Don't assume your kids will support you in your old age. At that point, they will likely have their own families, and if they have to make a choice, they will most likely support their kids rather than their parents. Harsh, but true. I've heard so many clients, especially older women, tell me, oh, well, they will help me out if I need it. Sometimes it happens, and more often it does not. And don't allow your children to move into your house rent-free. They will never leave. No matter what, charge them something and make them contribute towards utilities and food. And speaking of food, don't cook for them or do their laundry. You don't own a hotel. Then they will really never leave. And don't continue to pay for their lifestyle once they are gainfully employed and on their own. Many parents keep children on health insurance plans till they're 26 or on family cell phones plans. This is very generous, but doesn't help them to learn to live within their means, which is a very critical life lesson. And if you decide to gift to your kids, tie it to something you value. Yes, you can tell them how you want them to spend your money, especially if it's for additional education or a house down payment, things which will help their financial future. This will not only promote your values to them, but help them to use the funds wisely. And then the question is, even if you can afford to give it to them, should you? And here's where I like this, because this is your buddy. Look at Warren Buffett. He could leave his children billions, but decided to give his children, quote, just enough so that they would feel they could do anything, but not so much that they would feel like doing nothing, end quote. I love that. And I think it was a million. He gave each of them a million apiece. But he also gave some of his sons control of the Berkshire Hathaway company. You know, so they'll make some money as well. And then the other one's divorce is tricky. This is where I've seen many clients get involved financially with adult children, especially if grandchildren or an abusive spouse is part of the equation. I realize it's a tough predicament to be in. One client agreed to help his son finance a new house when he got divorced and then had to do the same when their other two children also got divorced. This meant that at 72, he was still working to replenish money they had spent from his retirement savings. And then learn that you cannot fix an addiction by giving an addict money. This is where tough love really has to come into play. I hope it never does, because this is a heartbreaking scenario. But financially supporting the problem is feeding the addiction. Like most families, we have relatives with addiction issues, and this woman also worked with the Massachusetts Council on Compulsive Gambling to help develop financial protocols for their counselors. And then she says, you know, what's my credentials to write this list? 24 years as a financial planner, including working as a trust officer, where I saw the cycle of guilty parents trying to assuage their kids or make up for a tragedy with money. Then the kids have no sense of reality and didn't know how to handle money in the real world. I would talk to parents who had regrets about how they raised their children, not being around enough, or guilt that children were raised in a household with addictions, so they would throw money at the problem. One sweet woman felt tremendous guilt that her husband died suddenly when her two sons were young and didn't grow up with a father. The sons both have excellent credentials and successful careers, but she pays for private school for their children, expensive vacations, and sends them hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to support extravagant lifestyles. She said, when I was little, there was no money, as my mother will still remind us. And I remember knowing better than to ask for things. As my parents became more established and worked hard to save for what they felt was important, which was education and experience, we always talked about money together as a family. And then she goes on with a couple other things about her role as a child and her relationship with money with her parents. Now, I don't know that I agree with all of these things that she's talking about, because I have families that I work with who are very generous to their kids. And the kids are all really in good space. They're all very well educated. They all have good jobs. They have stable marriages. They have children. But their rationale is, we have more than what we need to sustain our lifestyle. What I want to see is things like all of us getting together for family vacations or being able to contribute to some college expenses for the grandchildren. So, you know, this is not, unfortunately, a black and white thing, the way this woman is describing it in the article, but it does throw some caution into some other situations I've seen where parents, especially professionals who work long hours, end up throwing money at their kids to buy cars, to buy whatever it is, as a way of trying to buy their love and affection. And that is where you have to draw the line.
Right.
Right. So, enough said.
Well, we're going to take a break now because we have the guest expert of the week, Mr. Michael McHale, and we will be right back. You're listening to The Laurie and Lynn Show.
Hi, my name is Lynn S. Evans, CFP, co-host of The Laurie and Lynn Show. I am the managing director of a new business, Women of Substance, LLC, a financial planning firm dedicated to the specific financial needs of baby boomer women. I help them navigate through widowhood, retirement, divorce, and job loss. Send me an email at lynn@lynnsevans.com and let me know how I can help you. I'm also the host of a podcast, Power of the Purse, available on more than 30 sites, including iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. We record these lively conversations with women who've been there and have great advice to give others so they don't go down the same dark holes. And we feature some experts who share some great ideas to be prepared before you have to face these transitions. And we have a whole lot of fun. Please don't let the fear of not knowing about personal finances stop you anymore. I am here to take the confusion and mystery out of money. Go to my website, lynnsevans.com, and see how we can set up a time to talk or browse around the many blogs and other free info on the site. Remember, money's not the enemy. Your ignorance of it is.
The well-established and highly respected Northeastern Pennsylvania certified public accounting firm, Michael A. Barbetti, LLC, is making changes after almost 40 years in business. The firm name has changed and is now Barbetti McHale, LLC, CPA, reflecting the addition of Michael F. McHale as partner in the long-standing firm. Although the name and partnership are a significant change, the staff won't change. Their Dunmore location won't change. The way they serve clients won't change. Their work ethic won't change. And Michael Barbetti's involvement won't change. The Barbetti-McHale partnership adds Mike McHale's three decades of experience in corporate and not-for-profit accounting for the clients of the regional firm. Barbetti-McHale, LLC Certified Public Accountants provides professional accounting and tax services to all types of clients, ranging from individuals and family-owned businesses to governmental agencies and non-profit organizations. Call Barbetti-McHale CPAs at their Dunmore office, and you too can make a change for the better.
Business banking at Fidelity.
We have a great relationship with Fidelity. They're like family with us. They're right next door to my business. If there's ever a problem, just one phone call, I don't even have to go to them. They come to me. It's great. I love being in the business. This was meant for me. We're very busy. I'm running every day, and I love to stay busy. So that's why I need a bank that's going to be there for me when I need them. Back in 2006, we were having a problem with our lease in our other building. We were looking for a place to go. We stumbled upon this location. It's right in the heart of downtown, right in the middle of the city, and it happened to be right next to the Fidelity Bank. They went out of their way for us to get this building. It was wonderful, and it's been a great relationship ever since. I have a business line of credit with Fidelity that gives me buying power. My credit card machine runs through Fidelity, my checking account, my payroll taxes. They take care of it all for me. I bank with Fidelity. Don't you?
Member FDIC.
Here's Lori and Lynn.
Well, we're back. My name is Lynn Evans. I am the Managing Director and Certified Financial Planner with Women of Substance, LLC. That's a financial planning firm devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women.
And I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with us today is our guest host, guest sponsor, guest expert, guest everything, and no longer a guest because it's not routine, Mr. Michael McHale, who is a partner with the accounting firm of Barbetti McHale, LLC, Certified Public Accountants, 1421 East Drinker Street in good old Bucktown or Dunmore, Pennsylvania. Mike, thanks for joining us. And it's a rainy day as we're taping, but I hope it's sunshine up there where you're getting everybody's taxes ready.
Well, the window in my office says the same thing, that it's raining pretty hard, but we're dragging a little bit, but we're getting everybody done, and we try to actually try to get everything out by the 15th. Now, we don't, but we get the large majority, over 90%, of our clients get out by the 15th, which we're proud of.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah.
I love it. Mike, before we start on some good stuff that we're going to talk about, I want to say that it was so nice to see you and your wife, Kim, representing along with the Barbettis at the table at the Chambers annual, the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce annual dinner at the beautiful Scranton Cultural Center last week. It was a nice evening, a wonderful evening, and it was a great table. I think our table was the best. But we had a lot of fun, and at the table with you and Kim were your two young sons. Not young, but they're one's what, 18, 19, and the other one's 16 or so?
Yeah, one's 19, one's 16. Yep.
There you go. They're fine young guys, very, very respectful, kind, talkative, were interested. we were trying to at first plot our way, Lynn. I was telling them since I used to work there, I know all the ins and outs, and I said, here's what you can do if you want to escape from Alcatraz. You go down here, and then we were going to go out that way, and Mike said, do you think we should? I said, yeah, you know, and I was thinking about it. I hope the alarm doesn't go off. So we decided not to do it.
Oh, but, I thought you were going to tell me you did, the alarms went off.
No, we didn't, but it was a lot of fun. And it was nice to be with everybody and to be part of that, Mike, that we had a nice time. And like I said, you have a lovely, lovely family. The only one who was missing was your daughter, but the boys are wonderful. And so it was just nice to be out in a different setting, wasn't it?
You know what? It was a great night. And I'm not one for getting out too much to dinners like this to show off or things like that. Even quite honestly, doing this radio show is not my forte. I'm a little bit more of let my work do the talking. But it's been fun with you guys. It was fun the other night when all of us got into my SUV. We said that it went a little longer than expected, but it was okay. The speakers were good. The food was good. I honestly, our table was fun. I sat right next to Lori, and we laughed quite a bit. So it was it was a great night. So I enjoyed it. I really did.
Yeah, Mike was pointing out a couple things on the menu of the evening for the order of the night. And what was going to happen, and Mike would say, is this? And I'm like, oh, yeah. So we were, like, critiquing in the audience, sitting next to each other. I felt like I do it, other things, when you're looking at someone else and watching something and you're having your own little sidebar. I was waiting for Judge Ito to pop up, but it was good. We had a good time. Like I said, Mike, what's good about this is it forces you out of your comfort zone a little. By doing this radio show, and
right.
We talked about you the other day, Mike, because Lynn and I had a very nice opportunity last Thursday, actually. Mickey from WILK, who's on at 9, from 9 to noon, interviewed Lynn and I for an hour the other day, and it's live. So we're not used to, we used to do a live show, and we haven't done it in years, so it's so weird when you're doing that because of all the stops and starts and we have to cut for this and cut for that. And we don't do that. We know we can tape up to so much, do commercials and tape. So it was a little bit different, but it was a great time, a great opportunity, great promotion for us. And I mentioned, because we were talking about what Lynn does and what I do. And we said that, we have this show and thanks to our wonderful sponsors, most of whom are women, but we do have a lucky fellow, and we talked about you, and we said that you come on and do a great job, and so we were thrilled. So we just spoke about that just last week in saying that you are, of course, one of our favorites and someone who supports us, and it's all that was a good thing. So we do punch up the mic. McHale stuff for you, just so you know.
Well, I know Lori especially knows and loves my wife too, and she's a partner here as well. And it's very important to me too. The ownership of women is very important to me, and that's not why I do this show. Actually, Kim had planned on doing today, but she's literally sitting with a client right now. So I drew the big straw today, not the short straw. I'm happy to. I was going to tell you, Laura, when I saw you, I was happy to be at that dinner. It does get me out of my comfort zone, but I really enjoyed it. And quite honestly, I hope that one day that we're one of the featured people who has to do a 10-minute presentation. I was impressed by those three or four companies that had the opportunity to stand up and introduce themselves to everybody. That was good.
Yep.
I like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Especially because it's speaking to the business community.
Yeah.
So that's the beauty of it. Yes. Hopefully
I thought it was great. Hats off to the people who threw it. The chamber, they were great. It was great.
Yep,
everything was great.
Yes, and the cultural center is so beautiful, and there's nothing like the place. So that was good. And Lynn's talking about another female-run business in Pittsburgh, but, my Sabika stuff. And so, Kim, I have the same necklace, which is absolutely gorgeous. And
you do?
I said, Yes, and that morning I said to Kim, because of course I've pulled Kim in now to all of Mike's beautiful wife into the mix of I'm having parties come to these jewelry parties. And but that morning when I was getting dressed, I had that necklace out. And I said to myself, you know what? I better not wear this because I have a feeling Kim may have it on and someone will think we're part of a cult or something. So I thought, I'm not. So anyway, we get there and Kim did have the necklace on. I had one on, but a different color. And it was so cute because I said, Kim, I purposely didn't. Anyway, so I digress here a little, Mike, but the point is, again, supporting women and what they do, because Sandy is a local gal who sells this jewelry. The sellers, the owners of the company are Pittsburgh-based, an immigrant woman who was from Austria who came to Pennsylvania and started her business. And it's a female-owned and women who are buying the stuff, which is beautiful. So anyway, thank you to Kim for that. But Mike, we have you and Lynn were talking before I bopped into this conversation. And why don't you guys pick it up from what you thought would be interesting for our folks today?
Yeah, Mike, I was thinking, as always is the case for most people, I would say, you take a look at the stuff that they bring to you. Maybe it's February, March, or April, but it's history by the time it gets to you. Yeah. So there's not much you could do about what they presented you with for last year, but looking forward into this year, there are many things that people could do who own business that they may not even know that they have the opportunity to do so. And obviously the one that pops up for me, because I see it all the time, is to have some kind of qualified retirement plan, which gives you a really nice tax deduction.
I mean, that's a great point. And, I could use myself as an example there. My wife and I as owner, I'm not allowed to participate in our 401k. Just the way that my company's structured, and I don't want to mislead anybody. There is a way, but it's for a smaller firm like ours, that we're, from 10 to 15 people at any given time, it's just I don't. So I put my money at the end of the year, and you have, and by the way, to anybody who's listening, you have until April 15th, which is a week tomorrow, to fund your IRA for 2021. And Kim and I will hopefully do that before then. So that's actually a great planning tool on an individual basis, because it does obviously help you on your tax return to reduce your taxable income. So definitely, if you have the ability to do so, put money in an IRA. It definitely helps. But to your point, we handle here a lot of corporations, and yes, we have a tax practice, and yes, we do a good amount of individual taxes, but most of our practice is around the family-owned companies or the small businesses that become big businesses, and we have quite a few big businesses as well as a lot of nonprofits. But, tax planning is something that you have to do year-round. To call the accountant, and I got a call today about someone who wanted to, can I do this, can I do that? You can, but, we, like most persons, are anybody who comes in now to get something, and this isn't a penalty or anything, but we'll go through your tax return, but most likely you're going to be put on extension, so we don't rush anything through. And once you get a set of clean eyes a week or two after the 15th, you'll go through it. But on a tax planning end, there's a lot of things you could do on a year-to-year basis, and buying a piece of equipment, and the tax laws change all the time, but, for instance, if you bought a piece of equipment at the year end and it had to be before 12/31, you could write the entire amount off. And, some people with bigger companies who would go out and buy, a large tractor or a large truck, and a lot of that stuff could be written off completely. And that's tax savings. It's, not tax avoidance. It's using the law to your advantage. Instead of taking depreciation over 5 years, you get to take it in year one. But you also lose it in year two, three, four, and five. That's a planning technique, because you don't want to pay until the last possible minute. That's when an accountant, really, a good accountant, could really shine in showing you that stuff. But little things like that, you know, accepting, making payments to, especially a cash-based taxpayer, making payments at the year end, you know, maybe not billing until January. It's all somewhat of a tax game, it's not illegal. It's just part of a tax planning technique. So to try to minimize the taxes at the year end, and like I said, you know, a good accountant who could walk through this stuff at year end, you shouldn't do it the last week of December. You should be planning for it so you can make the good decisions throughout the year, like Lynn said when she introduced this subject. So it's definitely something I tell everybody to do, and not just with us. You know, find a good accountant who could walk through and who could plan your taxes to minimize your tax liability on a year-to-year basis. So,
yeah, so okay. You're looking at May and saying, okay, maybe by May I have my brains unscattered, which is true. You can actually breathe and then, you know, make a full sentence by May. But, you know, it's important that during the summertime you sit down with your accountant and say, let's take a look at where we are so far this year, and what can I do between now and the end of the year to make this a better tax situation? And people don't do that. They should.
And yeah, again, they don't worry. You're exactly right, Lynn. They don't worry until the end of the year. And then everybody, we're going out to everybody trying to make the decisions and, you know, well, you got to go buy that piece of equipment today. Well, you may not, you know, obviously in this economy as well, you may not be able to get it in by the year end. And so you got to, you know, you got to watch all those rules as well. So it's a good opportunity to get to know your accountant a little bit more where you're, you know, as Lynn said, you go out, you ask them to come to start the planning technique for the year, not just at the end of the year, but for the year. It's definitely something that you should do.
There you go. And on that note, Mike, how can anyone get in touch with you if they'd like to?
Well, as Lori knows very well, we're up in Dunmore at 1421 East Drinker Street. We have a nice big building and a nice accessible spot to 8081 through 8084. We're right in the middle of it. So easy on, easy off, which we love and our clients love. And our phone number, 570-346-2057.
There we go. Well, thank you very much, Mike. Have a good weekend. Keep up the good work, and just hope everything goes well and continued with that success rate of around 90 before the 15th. That's great. Yes. So 100%. Good for you. So we will see you soon, everybody. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye.
Bye.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.